Well, I have to ask, is there anything that does not somehow fall victim to the digital age? Boy, I can't talk today. The digital age. Now, a few weeks ago, it came out that Apple had bought the rights to broadcast the Charlie Brown specials. Specials that have been on the television my entire life. Every Christmas, every Thanksgiving, every Halloween, Charlie Brown was on the air. In some capacity or another. CBS, NBC, whoever. And this tradition was threatened. You might ask, well, how? Why? Most of you probably heard that Apple wanted exclusive streaming rights. They wanted people to have to download Apple TV. Now, here's the problem. Okay. A lot of people are cutting the cord. But the thing is I'm not sure we're actually saving any money by doing this. At first, it seemed like a great idea, you know, cut the cord, get rid of cable. They can't even decide what the bill is supposed to be from month to month. So I didn't have a problem, you know, hey, cut the cord, good, screw them. They've been overcharging us for years, you know, cable was fun when it first came out in the late 70s, but now it's a complete and total trash fire. So people started cutting the cord. And the subscription services said, hey, there's money to be made. So I've noticed something with anything with a subscription or, you know, whether it be antivirus programs or Netflix or Hulu or whoever. They're always on average about $10 more than I want to spend. Seriously. About $10 more than I want to spend. You know, if I think that the subscription would be fair for $10 a month, they want $20. It's that kind of thing. And then there's a billion of them. There's not a one-size-fits-all that plays everything. There's Apple TV, there's Hulu, there's Netflix, there's HBO, there's Cinemax. There are so many subscription services that when you add them all up, you're back up into the territory you were when you had cable. I mean, you know, it becomes, you know, the whole reason for cutting the cord was to cut some of the bills off of your budget. But here we go again. Now, to see the stuff we've always seen over the air for free, now they want us to pay for that too. FCC requires that all the stations in your city have a free-to-watch signal over the air that you can pick up with an antenna. This has always been the case, like forever. But the problem is that now the companies are starting to buy the stuff we used to watch for free. And it all starts slowly going away. Because it's about money. Got to get those. They're not paying for any. They're not paying to produce any of the content. They just want the money for playing it. And if anybody else should try to do this, holy crap, you will get sued up, down, left, right, and sideways. You know, streaming services. You know how many pirate streaming services there are, by the way? Oh, yeah. And free. And do you know why? Because of this. Because Apple TV purchased Charlie Brown. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. Happy Thanksgiving Charlie Brown. Merry Christmas Charlie Brown. Have a heart. It's Valentine's Day Charlie Brown. Hey Charlie Brown. It's St. Patrick's Day. Let's get wasted. And of course, everybody's favorite. It's July 4th Charlie Brown. Let's blow something up. All belong to Apple now. But it backfired. You know why it backfired? Because people have been watching it free their whole lives. And media companies don't seem to understand that Gen Z and the coronials, I don't know if that's what they're calling them, but that's allegedly the generation coming up next, aren't going to just sit down and watch Charlie Brown. They're not going to go into the Apple store and intentionally sign up for a subscription just so they can watch Charlie Brown. It's a non sequitur. But these, you know, every little dime is a dime in your pocket, and every dime in your pocket is another tenth of an ounce of fuel for your yacht. So screw them. For the five people on the planet that would pay for a subscription just to watch those, we're taking it. Well, it backfired. And now they have a deal with PBS, and it will be on PBS and PBS Kids. Charlie Brown is back on television on a network that everybody can get, whether they have cable or satellite or neither. Merry Christmas.
Hey, this is Chaotic Resemblance. I'm LA. I play guitar.
Hey, this is John. I play drums.
This is Donnie. I play bass.
I'm Travis. I do everything else. And you're listening to The Vince Wild Show.